Thank you very much. I chair the ad hoc delegation of the European Parliament to the Global Refugee Forum. Overall, the European Parliament has taken a stand asking for EU leadership and commitment to responsibility sharing to enable refugees fleeing the Syrian war zones to find protection also beyond the immediate neighboring region. Since 2016, the European Parliament has come forward with a holistic EU approach, many of you would know, where we ask the EU states to step up their protection capacities, both through increased resettlement, but also through stepping up their capacity to receive asylum seekers arriving spontaneously in the EU on their own by sharing that responsibility between the member states. I think many of you know this. We have also called for the EU to develop humanitarian visas, and it's very interesting to hear about the Brazilian example here, and we have asked the European Commission to come up with such a proposal. The European Parliament has also been clear that the provision of humanitarian assistance, which many speak of here, should remain independent from all other EU policies and objectives, including those relating to migration. The Parliament has also firmly rejected Turkey's plans to establish a so-called safe zone along the border in northeast Syria, and stressed that any forcible transfer of Syrian refugees, IDPs, or IDPs to this area would be a grave violation of international law and the principle of non-refoulement. Moreover, in the view of the Parliament, any return of refugees to Syria, as to any other country, must be safe, voluntary, and dignified, and that the current circumstances does not make this possible. There are also other issues that must be addressed, such as, for example, that under the EU-Turkey statement, Syrians are to be sent back to Turkey as a safe third country, while we know this is not the case for many. Colleagues and international partners, the Parliament view is that the EU should be a space of protection. That means that we need also to push an end to pushbacks, which have been reported, increase the possibilities for family reunification, and make sure we give long-term perspectives to refugees arriving in Europe. The EU states have been divided in response. We know this. But we now want to see renewed commitment with a new commission for increased protection possibilities in the EU and in the neighboring countries. They do not work in contradiction. On the contrary, they work only together. And the European Parliament stands ready to work in partnership with all of you to achieve these objectives. Thank you.